Well, the first thing I'd like to ask you is how your parents came out to this area, how your parents came to El Paso.
They migrated from northern New Mexico. My father was born in Cimarron, New Mexico, where his family had come in 1874 to Cimarron. And he was born in Cimarron, and when he was probably 9 or 10 years old, moved to Raton, which is not very far away. My mother was born in Denver, and when she was about 9 or 10 years old, they migrated from Denver to Raton. Mm-hmm. So their big part of their grade school and all their high school was in northern New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my background.
Mm-hmm. When were you born?
1921, El Paso, Hotel Du down there.
What did your dad do for a living?
He was in a wholesale coal business. And he traveled West Texas, big part of New Mexico, and all of Arizona. He sold coal to industrial plants, hospitals, the government, the various military posts, and so forth. In other words, carload lots of coal. He had dealers in these towns to get coal in those days. That was before the day of natural gas. Coal was the principal energy source for all kinds of stationary things.
What about your mother? Did she work?
No, she was a housewife. My dad had 2 years of college. He went to the University of Colorado when World War I started. And as he said, his grades weren't so hot, so he decided to go in the Army. My mother went to Colorado College in Colorado Springs for, I think, a year and a half. And then she had gone to before that, she'd gone to a finishing school for a couple, I guess 2 years, in St. Louis. And then, of course, right after the war, they got married and homesteaded up in Colorado first for about a year, and then moved to El Paso.
Okay. And what was your education like?
I went to Dudley Grade School here in El Paso. I don't know whether you're aware of Dudley or where it was.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Well, the campus was located on Kansas and Robinson, where the some of the sororities and fraternities, I guess, had their fraternity houses. It was a very unique grade school. It had a fairly short life. Started in opened, I think, about 1925 or 26, and was condemned in the early 50s, and finally torn down about 1970. Then El Paso High, and then UTEP.
Mm-hmm. What did you study?
Business administration. My degree's in that was before the days of a business degree. It was a fine arts degree in business.
Did you continue your acting career after high school?
No, I didn't. That was done at the end. Well, I'll take that back. In college, I did participate in the, I didn't take any drama courses, but as an extracurricular activity, I was in the College Players and was president of the College Players, and I did act in several plays. During my college.
That's great. So what did you do for a living then?
Construction. I was in the Navy Supply Corps officer, both in the Atlantic and the Mediterranean and in the Pacific.